This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, in an extraordinary turn tonight, former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows has made a deal to testify for the federal prosecution against his old boss. Sources told ABC News that Mark Meadows received immunity to tell a grand jury that as Trump's chief of staff, Meadows told the former president there was no truth to his claims the 2020 election was stolen. Meadows also reportedly told federal prosecutors Trump was dishonest when he claimed to have won the election hours after the polls closed on November 3rd, 2020. That reported under oath testimony directly contradicts Meadows' own book, where he wrote the election was stolen and rigged. ABC News will have much more coming up in just a few minutes. Colorado is leading a coalition of states in a lawsuit against Instagram and Facebook parent company Meta. It claims the tech giant is harming youth mental health with addictive features like feeds that scroll endlessly and too many notifications. The federal lawsuit filed in California was signed by more than 30 attorneys general. The state says Meta is contributing to a national mental health crisis. After a recent trend of reducing rates for natural gas and electricity, Colorado Springs Utilities is requesting an increase in base rates that would become effective in January if approved. Utilities adjusts its base rates annually. The city council will consider and vote on that matter later on this afternoon. During that meeting, utility rates often rise during the winter months when the weather's colder and demand for energy increases. The U.S. has experienced record increases in natural gas costs over the past several winters. Initial indications are the proposed overall increase would be about 3% for residential customers, raising the average monthly bill by about $8.03. Commercial customers would see about a 2.4% increase, and industrial customers would see about a 4.3% increase. The start of the NBA regular season tips off with a doubleheader tonight. The Joker and the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets host LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers in Denver. Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors will battle against the Phoenix Suns' new trio of Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, and Bradley Beal in San Francisco in that nightcap tonight. Meanwhile, this will also be the first year the NBA in-season tournament, which tips off on November 3rd. You can catch tonight's game on TNT later on tonight. And finally, employees with poor well-being in the U.S. are more likely to develop a new chronic illness. That according to a new Gallup analysis, which says the U.S. workers with worse well-being are twice as likely to report a new chronic condition. The analysis defines well-being by the categories career, social, financial, physical, and community. Workers with poor well-being are expected to add more than $2,000 in extra healthcare spending per year.
A few clouds are moving in across southern Colorado, and one or two little showers are possible before sunset this evening as a cold front continues to work across the state. We will clear out overnight tonight. Temperatures in the 30s to low 40s across the region, so expect a nice cool start on Wednesday before afternoon highs are back in the 60s to near 70 degrees. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.